This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Kicking off the weekend edition of the KE Report, Corey and I are recording much of this particular program at the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium up in Vancouver. This is probably, third or fourth year that we've been involved in this. I actually got involved in this particular conference even before Rick and the other folks at Sprott got involved here. Having said that, we're starting off the show, since this is a resource symposium, with our good friend Brent Cook. Brent, you're going to be giving a keynote speech, if I'm not mistaken, here in a couple of days. What are you going to be talking about, and what is the relevance of your talk for our listeners?
I think that's a good point. We're starting off the weekend show getting to the generalities of the resource market, particularly the gold market. The title of my talk is Game On or Con On. And I think what I'm going to hope to emphasize is that, yes, the game is on, and also the con is on. The reasons behind that, I think, are important. And it really comes down to, it is really difficult to find an economic deposit. People don't realize that. The odds of success just over across the board are like 1 in 1,000. And that means that there's going to be a lot of people out there with poor projects, poor, you know, projects without a chance of making a discovery. And so you have to be aware of the con. And that's what's driven it from way back in 1900s. You know, it's always been this kind of a game when everyone is in it for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And that doesn't happen too often.
Now, by calling it a con, Brent, do you think that people are actually out there trying to con people, or is it just this maybe too optimistic outlook on some of these properties where they say, you know, if the price does keep on going, this will be good? Because, quite frankly, some of these stocks can run, and I think many investors out there have held stocks that have gone up and come right back down, and they probably did feel pretty conned. But was it really a con or just bad management?
Well, it's a very fine line, isn't it? I think what's happened in general is we've seen, you know, really tough 4 or 5 year bear market, and the whole sector has risen. You know, it's gone up 100%. So the good and the bad have all gone up together. But the problem we face now is we're looking at companies that had projects that were worth $2 to $4 million. In fact, one I can think of bought a 4 million ounce resource for $2 million and some shares, and that company's now valued at $250 million. I suggest that deposit they bought with the 4 million ounces wasn't economic then, and it's not economic now. So that's the sort of thing that's happened that you got to be really wary of. Know what you're buying and what it's worth.
You know, getting away from precious metals, to say the least, I'm curious what you think about the uranium industry. We talked about the uranium industry last week with John Kaiser. John had some pretty positive things to say about uranium and the companies involved in that particular sector that I happen to agree with. Very optimistic in that area. How about you?
If you're patient, I would agree. I have no idea when the uranium market's going to turn. But all the hard data suggests that there is going to be a shortage going forward. And you just got to position yourself now. I mean, Joe and I own one uranium company in our portfolio, in the Exploration Insights. And we own it for that reason, as we're anticipating a rise in the uranium price. And the company we own, I don't know if I can say it or not.
Go for it.
Energy Fuels. We own that one because they've got permitted, proven uranium resources in the United States with a mill where they can process it. So they're set to go. There's no way I'm looking for uranium. If I want to own uranium, I'm going to own someone who's got it, ready to go.
Now, do you take that same outlook, whether it is in uranium or also in resources? Because even through this washout over the last 4 years, you just mentioned one company that was down at $2 million, their property. Now their property is valued at over $200 million. You still don't think it's economical. Are there properties out there that you think are economical at even a current price or the price that they were at a couple months ago, let's say, and they have the infrastructure around them, or you see a pretty defined line to production?
I think there are few and far between companies still out there that have developed resources that are at a reasonable price. We got positive in November when I hired Joe. We started buying things. We bought mid-tier companies with the expectation that the majors would buy it. We've had five of our companies acquired, and what we've been doing is rolling into much earlier stage exploration plays, but I think that's where we've got to go, because what's left on the table is marginal stuff that really I don't think anyone would want to buy or should buy, certainly not a major mining company. That doesn't mean they're not going to go up in value, share price, but I don't want to own those. So we've rolled into the exploration stage because I think true discoveries, although rare, are going to be extremely valuable going forward.
As in new exploration plays or exploration plays that have been around for a little while?
New
okay.
Discoveries in new places, not the same old tired dogs being worked again and again. We're looking for new stuff.
So is this where, let's say, for example, Oryx Minerals fits in?
Good point. Oryx and joint venture partner Canisil have made a nice silver discovery down in Durango. I was out there a month ago, looked at it. Unusual type deposit. There's no sulfides, native silver, and it's got size potential. That's a brand new discovery. The problem is, since we bought it, it's doubled or almost tripled. So you've got to buy these things early on and recognize if it's working or not and watch for the fatal flaw. But that is a discovery, a new discovery, and that's where I want to be.
In full disclosure, Al and I also hold shares in Oryx. Just want to let everybody know that. How about another company here, Mariana Resources? I know when I was at PDAC about a year and a half ago, that was the real story, their discovery in Turkey. They just listed on the TSX Venture. We're going to be having them on later on in this show. But let's get your opinion.
Again, a new discovery in a new belt. The first drill hole was really nice. I held off buying it until seeing a scissor hole into that thing, which showed us it had some width, and we bought it at that point. I've been there and looked at it. Joe was there last month looking at it. It's a great deposit, a great discovery, high grade. I would say now that the reservoir is gone, it is the next best deposit out there that I've seen, and I think it's got a lot of upside. Downside is their partner owns 70%. That's positive in the sec. There's a Turkish partner, so the politics permitting, and that's under control. But you've only got one guy that's going to buy it out. And Turkey has kind of turned downhill, at least.
Yeah, after that coup attempt here very, very recently, that does give you a little bit of food for thought. I want to ask you about a company that I'm interested in because I know the founder and the president really well, chairman, etc., Baman Yamini, Canisil Resources. You mentioned that they're kind of a tag-along, for lack of better terms. Not a tag-along, but they're also affiliated with the Oryx property down in Mexico. What do you think about Canisil in terms of valuation?
Well, we bought Canisil at the same time because they were both, Canisil and Oryx, were working together on this project. Canisil, it's their project, so they're carried for up $5 million, and then they've got 30%, as I recall. So we bought both and just kind of play the two, whichever is better valuation. We actually sold some Canisil, so we got our money back on Canisil. We've got half of that, and we've got all the Oryx. So it's good company, same discovery.
Brenton, it's always enjoyable chatting with you and listening to your talks because you do tell it like it is. I get the privilege of reading over your newsletter. I highly recommend everybody checking out Brent's newsletter, Exploration Insights. We're also going to be having on his partner, Joe Mazumdar, later on in the show to get a little bit more coverage on some of the stocks. If anybody has any more questions on these stocks or wants to be put in touch with Brent, feel free to email me directly, and I will put you in touch with them because, as I mentioned, well worth a read.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition. Corey is off doing a live interview right now, so Big Al is going it alone with Chris Temple. Chris, I want to get some comments, your opinion, and some opinions for myself on what happened last Wednesday with Mrs. Yellen's speech. Having said that, you know, we may have a rate increase in September. Maybe, well, that's about a month away, and we may not. You never know. The only immediate impact that I saw that was rather interesting is gold popped about $20 right after the speech.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a delayed reaction because, first off, the dollar spiked for about 10 minutes after the FOMC came out, but then everybody took a closer look and realized that instead of taking a step towards the possibility of a rate hike as early as September, they took about half a step in that direction. The Fed is still in a mode, Al, where it's going to look for every possible excuse not to raise interest rates. And there was some concern going into the meeting this week that maybe the market wasn't taking seriously enough the fact that there still could be a rate hike sooner rather than later. And I think that afterwards they settled down. The dollar gave back its gains, closed down a little bit. As you pointed out, precious metals were up quite a bit. Interestingly, the fundamentals are deteriorating again so rapidly for oil that it still got clocked on today, even though the dollar went down, and that didn't help oil at all. But the takeaway from this, and who knows what, you know, the next weeks are going to bring. Everybody now is all going to be in a tizzy over Mrs. Yellen and what she's going to say at the Kansas City Fed's annual soiree in Jackson, Wyoming. Unlike last year, this year she is going to show up. But the thing that everybody needs to keep in the back of their mind, and I wrote about this in my most recent issue, is that every part of the yield curve, interest rate policy to a very great extent, is out of the Fed's hands to begin with. You know, the foreign investors are buying up treasuries anytime there's weakness, and the Fed is loath to raise interest rates and add to the dollar's gains when both in Europe and in Japan they're moving heaven and earth to try and weaken their currencies. And the Fed, whether it likes it or not, has to at least play that game insofar as that when it might like to hike rates, it really can't.
You know, it's interesting. The thought that I have had more often than not of late is, why does anybody really pay any attention anymore? I mean, they're on in a mission to maintain the status quo. And to maintain the status quo, what does that mean? Well, that means that they're not going to raise rates. They're going to keep rates down because they're going to continue to need to strengthen the liquidity, for lack of better terms, of the money supply in the economy so that the markets can continue to do what they're doing, which is basically they're increasing, but they're not increasing because of the individual investor. They're increasing because of the big moneyed entities that are basically pushing the markets, moving the markets. We don't have a supply-demand equation that exists anymore that includes, you know, Mr. and Mrs. America, who's theoretically have an awful lot, if not all, of their net worth tied up in the markets. So,
well, yeah, to a great extent that's true, Al, that the Fed must maintain, along with the other central banks, all kinds of liquidity so that hedge funds and investors of all kinds, and again, maybe not as much Joe Sixpack and, you know, Fred and Martha as it used to be, mm-hmm. but they want everybody to be able to keep asset prices levitated. That's the job. I mean, before everybody else started wringing their hands over it in the recent past, when early this year the Fed held off because of worries about China and Europe and whatnot. I mean, I pointed out 2 or 3 years ago that Bernanke came right out and uttered for the first time that third mandate the Fed has. You know, under the law that Congress passed, they're supposed to worry about full employment and price levels. Their third mandate, which has been a self-appointed one, are the financial markets, and that now trumps the other two. I mean, think about it. We have had 8 months in a row, we have had a 2% plus CPI. And we've got a much stronger economy than the rest of the world. If it was only a matter of the U.S. and our economic statistics and so forth, the Fed is utterly out of reasons not to raise rates at least some. But again, they're hostage by these foreign issues and just helpless to raise rates, even if they really wanted to. And that's an open question.
Well, let's go back to something that was brought up more often than not in the not-too-distant past, and that was, you know, interest rates go up, and that's just going to put additional pressure on the Fed, because when interest rates go up, that means the cost of their borrowing goes up significantly. And I've heard numbers like interest rates go up, you know, a point to 2 points, and the Fed will simply not be able to ever make any pretense in the future of ever paying back the deficit. That's an interesting comment.
Well, you mean the Treasury paying back the deficit, and that's right.
Yeah,
I mean, the U.S. Treasury is in a nice spot now, along with the other central banks. Look, the fact is, we have seen what lies in the future for us, arguably, in what is going on in Switzerland, in Germany, in the Netherlands, in Japan, the way in which over time these central banks think one way they're going to extinguish some of this massive public debt as they have to monetize ever more of it, mm-hmm. is that they're going to have these negative rates, and they're going to force the markets, force investors as much as they can get away with it, to bear some of the burden of this very slow motion deflation. They know that this is inevitable, and they hope they can do it without it getting out of hand. So, you know, that's what the end game is, hopefully, from their standpoint, of fractional reserve banking, because you can't pull on that rubber band forever.
Forever is starting to become a major reality, and the can't pull on it forever is also starting to become a major reality. I mean, it may sound a little simplistic, but I think that's a big, big concern right now. Where do you think this is going to end up? I'm not particularly optimistic about the future from an economic standpoint.
I don't think it's going to change significantly, all else being equal, and discounting whatever black swan may come. But barring that, Al, I think we're going to have more and more of a muddle through existence.
For how long?
And, for as far as the eye can see. You know, people for years and years and years have predicted this will never happen. The dollar's going to crash. The bond market's going to crash because the debt's too big. Nobody would have ever told you a generation ago we'd get to $19 trillion federal debt and everything wouldn't have blown up and Armageddon wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Japan. Look at Europe. They can string this out a lot farther than you think. It's going to be more of the same as we've seen in recent years. You're going to see asset prices levitate somewhat, debt go up as well, and they hopefully keep it all juggled and in such a state that everything doesn't implode. That's, and again, Japan's been doing this for 25 years. They're the blueprint.
Well, they are the blueprint, and it hasn't, I have to say, you know, has this really negatively affected Japan? Do you have rioting in the streets like we do in the United States? Do you have homelessness like we do in the United States? I would think that probably not to the extent that we have over here is the only problem. So we shall see where it ends up. Be careful, stay informed, folks, and be nimble. Corey's going to be right back with you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report and continuing our live coverage from the floor of the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium, bringing on another company and a sponsor company of our show, a longtime sponsor, a company that I am invested in and Al is invested in, Exeter Resource. I'm sitting here with President and CEO Wendell Zerb. Wendell, I want to first talk about what you're experiencing here at this conference. The attitude is definitely more upbeat, and rightfully so. Some of these stocks have doubled, if not tripled, if not done even more. And it seems like the attitude is much more positive because of the market that we're in. What's your takeaway initially from this conference, albeit we're only in day two right now?
Sure. Thanks, Corey. This is a very interesting conference. This is the first time we've been invited to this Sprott Symposium. It is a unique conference in that it is a direct invitation. The companies that are invited to participate are companies that Sprott itself has invested in. So, you know, from that standpoint, it's very interesting for us to be part of this. You know, leading into your question, I think what's interesting, first off, off is, you know, this is a show that's related to the gold industry, the silver industry, commodities, and, of course, the underlying equities that come with those. So I think there's always going to be a stronger bias towards the good parts of what's happened in this business. But what I also think is unique about this conference is that they do have a nice cross-section of speakers that come here that talk about all areas within not just the gold industry or the silver industry, but underlying macro important factors that are behind this. And I think there's been a little bit of balance, unlike some places where it's just all bulls related to gold. The people, the investors that are here, all, you know, directly interested in what's going on in the business. What I think has been really interesting over the last several weeks is we've had a nice pullback on most of the gold equities. That is partially related to strength in the U.S. dollar, some sort of recourse now from Brexit sort of slowing a little bit in the minds of people. So, you know, we've seen a little bit of pullback in these equities. I still think the underlying factors that have driven gold higher are there. I like to see these pullbacks associated, especially during summertime periods, and I think they're buying opportunities for anybody who still believes in the overall fundamentals here. And just one point there that stands out to me is, you know, the risk that we'd seen previously leading up to January was always this risk to the downside of gold going lower. And I think a lot of the fundamentals that have changed have now brought this new perception around that the risk is to the upside. People are worried that gold and gold equities are just going to go a lot higher. So a little bit of pullback here, I think, great opportunity for investors.
Oh, it's a huge attitude change. People aren't so scared of saying, is gold going to drop under $1,000? They're more looking at, is gold going to get to 1,500 or whatever level they're looking at? It is that upside bias that has changed the attitude. I have a couple questions though for you. Being a company executive here, how do you feel about the comments where people are saying, or I guess the debate where people are saying it's generalist funds coming in and buying, or it is still the gold funds, the gold bulls, those that have been around for a while, they're doing the buying right now? Who do you think is doing this buying?
So we do poll a lot of different people on that. I was having a conversation with somebody I know in the industry that has recently been marketing his advanced development company, and he said that in his recent marketing trip, the bulk of the people that he was talking to were actually generalist funds that are now probably underweight the sector still. They're looking for, you know, what opportunities they can to get exposure to the materials sector or to gold equities and specifically. So I know that they're looking. I don't know how much they're fully getting up to weight, but I know that new trend is starting to develop where you're getting generalists coming in. Bulk of the buying, in my opinion, still large retail investors and specialty funds.
Now, what about the argument that we have seen a nice move in a lot of these stocks, especially over the last, not even 6 months, but even 4 months or 3 months in some of these junior companies? What about the argument where some of these companies are getting too far ahead of themselves in comparison to what the gold price has done? Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, you know, there's lots of different ways that you can look at metrics, price to cash flow, price to ounces of gold and reserve resource. You know, you can look at the technical trends of many companies that have gone up fourfold, fivefold. The way I look at it is that, you know, you can measure all of those different things. There's always multiple increases on all of those metrics depending on what type of market that you're in. But I think that we're in this environment where gold price is going to go higher, so those metrics will change. Those multiples that are applied to companies will probably be increased. And I think it's the type of market where you're going to start to see major companies having to go after growth again. So you're going to have renewed M&A. That means the companies that are downstream from the majors will be taken out. And that's going to create, again, more speculative appeal within our industry. So I still think that this is early. As I said at the beginning of this, I love to see these pullbacks because you never like to see something go straight up. And we could have large periods of time where these stocks go sideways. But overall, I think we're in a longer-term fundamental upward cycle for gold equities.
Well, you brought up two good points there. One being that a pullback would be natural, and that is what a healthy market will do, is have some sort of a natural pullback. I think a lot of, especially technical people, are looking for that. But then also the aspect that majors just have not been doing really any exploration, at least to the extent that they were doing years and years ago. So to replenish some of these resources that they continue to pull out of the ground, they are going to need to move into the acquisition sense, I think, sooner rather than later, but we will see when that does start to happen. Let's get an update on Exeter. I know for the last, number of years, you've been dealing with the water, drilling for water, actually finding quite a bit of it. Where does that stand, and where is the company moving?
Right. As a reminder for your listeners, Exeter controls one of the largest gold deposits in the world. You know, when you look at it on a gold equivalent basis, that includes gold and about 30% on a revenue basis for copper. We control about 39 million ounces gold equivalent. So we control one of the largest gold deposits in the world. But what's been important for us over this last period of time is not to just show that it's large, but to show that we have high quality associated with this asset as well. So we've been going through the process of looking at starting on an oxide-only zone. That's a zone that's right on surface. We think that we can push forward on a final feasibility study over the next quarter or so. So that's going to be our target, which will then lead us into being able to develop into this larger gold-copper asset. And the steps for us have been everything to do with de-risking. When you control such a large asset, there's lots of different steps that are required. We've been able to do a lot of those sort of behind the scenes during this down market. So we are set up now to be able to hopefully push forward. We still are working on some aspects for water, but we think the infrastructure in around our deposit allows us multiple different ways to use water in the district. So next step for us, watch for steps to push forward on our first option one, which is about 122,000 ounces of gold a year over a 10-year mine life, and then lead into the big gold-copper asset.
Well, and I just have to say, I've held the Exeter shares for quite a while now, and it's a company that definitely has, I think, one of the largest gold-focused resources in the world. I continue to hold those shares, and I continue to commend the work that you and your team continues to do. So thanks for taking some time with us. Stick around. We're going to be right back continuing our coverage from the floor of the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition and continuing our coverage from the floor of the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium, continuing to talk with companies from the floor. And this is one company that I have on that we covered in one of our technical daily editorials with Rick Ackerman on July 13th. If anyone wants to check that out, Rick breaks down where he thinks this stock is going. Always worthwhile to get a technical opinion, especially from somebody like Rick. The company that I have on with me is Orion Resources, traded on the Venture Exchange under the symbol AUG. And for everybody in the U.S., you can check out this stock, GGTCF. I have Ivan Babek and Michael Hendrickson. Ivan is the chairman and director. Michael is the COO. Ivan, I'm going to start off with you. Can you give us a background of what you have been able to accomplish before Orion is, well, has been your focus?
Sure. Thanks for having us on the show. I appreciate it. Our history, myself and my colleague Sean Wallace, we founded a company called Keegan Resources about 11 years ago. And since then, it's been a very developmental 11 years. Keegan was resulted in the discovery of 5 million ounces of gold in Ghana that led to the purchase of 5 more million ounces of gold in Ghana. The share price went from 70 cents to $9 per share in the bull market, and we left the company with a few hundred million dollars. And, you know, in the event of these juniors, we always hope to build and sell these companies as we find major gold deposits. But what we did there was we did the second best thing. If you don't sell it, you build the mine. We brought in one of the premier mining teams in the world to go build it, and now that company's running ramping up to be a 400,000-ounce producer, which is quite a significant accomplishment. Post-Keegan, we went and started a company called Caden Resources, and our ambition is to go find the 3 to 5 million-ounce mine, or that's what it was at the time, and go make a discovery and sell it to a major. If you followed our success in Caden, we sold Caden to Agnico Eagle in 2014 for $205 million after we drilled 100 drill holes. There was no resource in the actual property, but we were able to monetize that significantly for shareholders. The company went from about 70 cents to $4 per share. If you still own Agnico shares today, it's about $6 or $7 per share because it was a share deal that we did. On the back of those two experiences, we've learned what we could do better on each company. Although they were great successes, you can always improve. And we were very fortunate to meet my colleague who's sitting next to me here, Michael Henriksen, who's formerly led Newmont's exploration team in Ghana, which led to the discovery of about 20 million ounces on top of the Ahafo deposit. Michael and his team are, in our opinion, one of the best in the world exploration-wise because of the depth and the years of experience they have. They're predominantly former Newmont global exploration geologists, so all the best experts from Newmont that we were able to acquire or get to work with in the downturn of these markets. Orin came together with a similar principle to Asanko, which is Keegan today, and Caden, and we wanted to go find another world-class gold deposit, being 3 to 5 million ounces, but the involvement of Michael changed our theory, and coming from a major, he's used to moving the needle for Newmont for most of his career and everyone else around him, so he came to us with much bigger plans, and on the back of the success of Asanko and Caden, we decided to be very bold in the downturn before the turn of this gold market, before it picked up. And we went out and we acquired some of the best assets that we could on the planet. Committee Bay is our flagship property. We acquired a company, North Country Gold, to acquire this. It's a 300-kilometer-long gold belt that exists in northern Canada. And it's got about 60 discoveries from one side of the belt to the other, which are all high grade, meaning 10, 12 grams per ton and so on. And so beyond that, there is a resource. It's about 1.3 million ounces of 8 grams per ton. It's very early stages. That resource can grow significantly. But our goal in Committee Bay is to find two or three more starts of deposits that could all be in the 3 to 5 million ounce range in that belt over the next 2 years. Being in the north and acquiring stuff in the downturn of the market also led us to Peru. There's no mystery that Newmont has had tremendous success in Peru with the discovery of Yanacocha, 60 million ounces of gold, about 30 million ounces of silver. The team that was a big part of making that discovery there, that Yanacocha, led us to some really good assets, and Michael and his former Newmont team have come together with a portfolio of projects down there that give us the opportunity to find a world-class oxide deposit. And why that's important is these are the most profitable deposits you can find in the world. And the one thing I'll caution your listeners to think about as I speak and as you hear more about the company is everything we're going for and we're looking for is something that would move the needle for a major, not for a junior. We're not looking for a successful junior. We're trying to build a major's exploration portfolio, and that's what we're achieving. And thirdly, we're in the middle of an acquisition of a property or a project or a company called Homestake Resources. It's in British Columbia. It's 1 million ounces of about 9 grams gold equivalent, which is incredibly robust. The profitability in our mind that we believe we could unlock would be quite high, and most importantly, we think it gets bigger. So it's a multi-asset company. It has optionality. You could succeed three times, or you could succeed one out of three times, and it would be a type of home run that investors would do very well with.
Now let's break this down here, Ivan, simply because you have covered a lot in that topic there. Obviously, three different areas that you are focused on. Let's focus right now what is going on in Nunavut with Committee Bay. It is, I know talking off mic to you, a very big property that you have, over 300 kilometers. You are in the middle of, I believe it's just over a $10 million exploration program. What are you hoping to prove with that program?
We're looking to find a second three bluffs deposit and possibly a third in this program. We're drilling about 80 or so holes in this program, and every hole is a discovery hole. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of low-hanging fruit, a lot of easy targets we could go and we could conservatively step out on, but that's not going to be what makes shareholders a lot of money. That's not going to be what makes the big discovery. Michael and his team have assessed three areas that they were able to do some preliminary work on in the last 12 months, and they are going after a major discovery. If we find a second start of another three bluffs, the look of us having 3 to 5 million ounces with three bluffs now gets doubled, and we might have the look of a potential discovery of 10 million ounces in the belt. I'll give you an idea of what that could be worth. There's a company called TMAC Resources. They have about 4.5 million ounces of 9-plus grams per ton. In the Arctic, their market cap is about $1.5 billion today. They are trading about $15 a share. We sit at about $240 million market cap as I sit here, and our goal is to find two or three TMACs within our belt in the next few years. The belt is so rich in grade, and there's over 60 discoveries that were made over the last 20 years before we got there. It could host these kind of discoveries for the next 10 or 15 years, so it's a very, very impressive belt.
Michael, I want to bring you in here quickly, because one aspect that impressed me when I was looking into this company and talking to a couple other analysts at this show was that even though you're in Nunavut, you are managing to manage costs by using such things as drones, and as I understand, you own your drill rigs. Can you take us through how you're managing to keep these costs at least somewhat under control for what is typically an expensive area to explore in?
Sure thing. I think one of the fundamental tenets of our exploration process is innovation, and we have to tackle the North in a different way. You know, historically, people have high costs of exploration. That's why we brought in the drones to gain 12-month access to the project. You know, 10-centimeter resolution on imagery. You can be sitting there in January in your office in Vancouver and doing meaningful work. That was a huge step for us. We deployed rotary air blast rigs, RAB rigs. That brought our cost down, nearly 70% on the drilling. And so we're very conscious of always moving ahead. You know, with the depth of the technical team we have, global experts from the Newmont exploration team, what we've been able to do is we've also been able to develop our own proprietary geochemical techniques to effectively screen the till for gold. And so what that allows us to do is to make decisions effectively and quickly.
All right, Ivan, back to you to wrap up this interview. I want to know what the financing in the company looks like, because you are under a pretty big exploration program, and you do have some pretty substantial plans here. Where does the company sit financially?
Sure. Where we sit right now is at the end of this program, and plus a very aggressive preliminary program in Peru, getting Peru ready to be drilled in January, we'll sit with about $7 million cash in December. So we certainly don't need any more capital. Our share price is doing okay. We think it could do a lot better once we get results out, and our theme is very anti-dilutive. We build our companies for the shareholders and for the share price, so we're going to bet here that we have some success out of the Arctic, potentially more, but let's be conservative, and we think our share price could appreciate quite a bit going into the fall, and that's where we'd look to top up our treasury for next year's programs. But in the near term, our story right now is let's go find the big one with this drill program in the north, and let's refinance after we get that money in. Should it be not as exciting as we think, we still have $7 million left in December with a lot of work getting done. But our confidence is quite high. We're not looking to raise money anytime in the near term unless we see a dramatic increase in our share price.
A quick comment. How much do insiders hold?
Insiders hold about 18%. We have been active buyers of our company over the last year.
All right, Ivan, Michael, thank you for taking some time introducing the company to our audience. Those of you who do not know about this company, I do find it interesting. I'm going to hope to have these guys back on. So everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.